This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Labour Party leader Keir Starmer for his remarkable victory in the UK general elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to a positive and constructive collaboration to further strengthen India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership in all areas and fostering mutual growth and prosperity. The Prime Minister also thanked Mr. Sunak for his admirable leadership and his contributions in deepening the India-UK ties. Mr. Starmer has replaced Mr. Sunak as Prime Minister, ending the Tories' 14-year grip on power. Labour won 412 seats, while the Conservatives were reduced to a record low for them of 121 MPs. British Indian MP Lisa Nandi has been appointed UK Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport by new Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Lisa was re-elected with a thumping majority from Wigan in northwest England. The 44-year-old Lisa Nandi was among the final three contestants in the Labour Party's top leadership contest in January 2020. Lisa is the daughter of Calcutta-born academic Deepak Nandi and British mother Anne Louise Bayer. A record number of around 29 Indian origin members of Parliament have been elected to the House of Commons in the UK's general election as results were announced yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the Defence Investiture Ceremony 2024 Phase 1 at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The nation is proud of the valour and dedication of its brave soldiers." He said they exemplify the highest ideals of service and sacrifice, and their courage will always inspire the countrymen. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, will conduct the Foreign Medical Graduate Examination, FMGE, June 2024, today. The examination is being held at 71 centres in 50 cities across the country. Talking to Akashvani News, Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra appealed to the FMGE aspirants not to pay heed to the rumours of paper leak. Earlier in a statement, NBEMS has also cautioned the FMGE aspirants about the social media groups befooling them about the examination. They both said that question paper for today's FMGE is still under preparation. Uttar Pradesh police has arrested Dev Prakash Madhukar in connection with the tragic stampede in Hathras that resulted in 121 deaths. Dev Prakash Madhukar was named as the main accused in the FIR filed by the police. Earlier, a reward of 1 lakh rupees for information regarding his whereabouts was also announced. The arrest came a day after the police nabbed 6 people in connection with the stampede. They were all members of the Satsang Organizing Committee. The stampede took place on Tuesday during the Satsang by self-styled godman and preacher Narayan Sakar Hari alias Bhole Baba. More than 1,000 cases have been redressed in first week of special campaign for redressal of family pension grievances. The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare had launched a month-long campaign for redressal of family pension grievances on 1st of this month for bringing ease in the life of central government family pensioners. The top three performers are Department of Ex-Servicemen Welfare, Department of Defence Finance, and Ministry of Railways. In women's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 12 runs in the first match of the three-match T20 international series at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing 190 for victory, Indian women scored 177 for 4 in stipulated 20 overs. In UEFA European Football Championship, Spain stormed into the semi-finals, defeating Germany 2-1 in the quarter-finals at the MHP Arena in Stuttgart. Michael Merino's goal gave Spain a 2-1 victory over host Germany in extra time. The semi-finals will be played on 9th and 10th in Munich and Dortmund, with the final in Berlin on 14th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.